Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Every year on MLK's birthday, on MLK Day, we kick off I Have a Dream Week.
Mm-hmm.
This year we had so many that we actually extended it a little bit longer.
Just trying to help people out.
Yeah.
Help them achieve their dream.
And it's that one thing you've always wanted to do, but maybe family got in the way because you started having kids. Maybe you didn't have enough money. Maybe you didn't have the resources. So you send us your dream, and we try to make that happen for you. And we did that this year with a few of them. And we have some updates as to how those people are doing so far since we started I Have a Dream.
All right.
We're going to follow up with a few of these people, like Erin. A few weeks we heard from her, and her dream was for her to have her hands and feet to stop sweating. It's an embarrassing problem.
Yeah.
A lot of people deal with it. Keep it quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called hyperhidrosis, constant sweating. So we hooked her up with my doctor, Dr. Huang, at United Dermatology Associates to get her a year's worth of Botox treatments in her hands and feet to help stop this excessive sweating problem. And she said, Dr. Huang treated my hands and so far so good. She prescribed a pill as well that helps dry everything out. This plus the Botox has made a huge difference. I've been high-fiving and shaking hands with everyone. Such a blessing.
Oh, nice.
You already got it done. Awesome.
Very nice. Very nice.
I'm due for the pits.
Yeah.
Save that.
I am. They're starting to leak again.
Jenna, you got a couple?
Yeah. Do you remember talking to Tracy? This was such a wonderful letter we got. She had this dream to try and learn sign language because she has a 2-year-old son who's hearing impaired. But sign language is, first of all, it's hard to learn. It's expensive. You got to take lessons on this. And Erin, Tracy's new sign language teacher, said this: my heart is so full right now. Tracy is flying, y'all. I've taught her 65 signs in 4 weeks.
Wow.
Today we worked on receptive skills for the first time. I signed sentences to her and she had to reply. She replied accurately every single time.
Nice.
I'm jumping for joy right now. My little teacher heart is so happy. Not only is she standing in the gap for her son, she's doing it with joy and tenacity. She's my freaking hero. People want to say I'm being generous with my time. Psh, this is amazing to me. I'm stoked to be a part of her growth like this. Boom. And Tracy, the mom, with the hearing impaired 2-year-old son, said wonderful things about her teacher, Erin. Said she's taught me so much. So far, we've worked on basic toddler words like yes, no, sit down, play, what's wrong. Also on places like church, school, and store. Next, she's going to learn different foods so her son can start working on telling me what he wants. And she said her son's catching on. His favorite sign, of course, is no.
No.
I'm not surprised there. And he's also catching on to please. You can tell he's starting to figure out I'm talking with my hands. And hopefully in a few weeks, he'll be able to start doing a bit more himself. I'm beyond grateful for you guys. And that she agreed to help me. We're helping a mom communicate with her son.
That's so cool. And it's tougher for, they say it's easier for kids to pick up. Because it is another language. It's easier for kids to pick it up. For adults, it's extremely difficult. We're already set.
Yep.
Yeah.
With our brains.
Set in our ways.
But she's picking it up quickly. That's awesome.
Yeah. Do you guys remember Ashley? Ashley was an aspiring artiste.
Yes. Because we were going to try and get her work in a gallery.
Which is tough to do.
Yeah. Her dream was to get into a gallery. Right. Now, there's an internationally renowned gallery called Milan Art Gallery. They're actually hosting a showing of Ashley's art in May. So in just a few short months. Plus, an art show has offered Ashley a spot to show her work next week. So
awesome.
She's got it going on.
Have you ever gone to an art show? They're so cool. You walk around with your wine.
I don't understand.
I don't understand art.
I love what you do.
Yeah.
I've gone to a couple. I'm like, I don't understand art.
It's
I'm not
open
smart
to interpretation.
Enough.
That's
it's
the thing. It's like
subjective.
Whatever you think. Yeah.
I hosted a charity event for Lux for Love at a really cool contemporary gallery just 2 weekends ago, and my friends and I we don't know a lot about art either. But I said everyone go around and pick out your favorite, and then we'll try and guess, knowing each other's personalities, what your favorite piece in the gallery is.
It's a game.
Hey, and that was something fun to do, and not us talking about the pieces. But I'm with you. It's hard to understand.
You get to walk around. You feel all uppity because you're walking around with your wine glass and you're staring at stuff. Take a sip, and you're like, I know what that means.
Yeah.
Now, I know what that thing means.
There was also a young lady that called in. She's a member of Kid Nation. Her name is Dorinda. Her dream was to recreate. I wasn't down with this dream.
I was so down with this dream.
I was not down with this, Dorinda, and I told her. Her dream was to recreate Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud music video.
Yeah.
That's her dream.
Interesting.
But she used to dance a lot.
Her husband needed to be a part of it,
her
too.
Her husband didn't have anything to do with this, but he... That was her dream. So, if you haven't seen it, Ed and the girl do some pretty complicated ballroom dancing.
The girl does complicated ballroom
dancing. He does a great job, too.
I'm trying to make it easier for the husband so he's not so so scared to do it.
What's the status?
Despite my chagrin, is that the right word,
Kelly?
Yes, chagrin. To my chagrin, yeah.
Dorinda and her husband have started dance rehearsals, and her husband is not nervous, and he's being a very willing participant. Astrid. Football season's over, so perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
Summer's here. NASCAR does start this weekend, but, you know, there you go.
That's so cool. I cannot wait to see that video.
Do you think they're going to let us all watch? That might be for them.
They'll let us watch it.
Why do you know that? Maybe I might have a video just for me, and I don't want you to watch. You don't know.
Wouldn't you want to show that off? I hope she lets us watch. Now, do you guys remember? do you guys remember Caitlin? Her husband suffers from PTSD after he served years in the military.
Yeah.
So we connected them with Tadsaw.org. That's Train a Dog, Save a Warrior, to set him up with a service dog.
Yes.
Now, as you can imagine, it's a long process, but Caitlin is on her way to get her husband the service dog that he needs, and he's able to walk and talk and everything. But the dog senses when he starts feeling that stress come on and gets them out of that situation. That's what the dog is for. So they're going to get a brand new dog. They're going to train the dog from the beginning, and then he's going to get this dog.
How do you train a dog? Man, how do you train a dog to do that?
That's why they have smart people, Al. Yeah.
That's what they do.
Amen.
It's an incredible thing because God, he can function, but he can live, but he can't. He's not really living, she said, because he doesn't like to go in public.
Right.
He's scared, and that dog will get really close and, you know, put his body pressure up against him so he can go places and be comfortable and live it, but get back to living a normal life.
He didn't even like going to restaurants.
Right.
Because he would feel like he was freaking out a little
bit. That was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
And then we also have the one that a lot of people were talking about, Vico.
Yeah.
He came in studio with us. He wanted to be a motivational speaker because he battled drugs, alcohol, depression. He even contemplated suicide. He was actually on his way to do that, and he heard a song come on the radio that changed his mind. And he turned his life around, and after giving a motivational message on our show, he's been asked to speak at a charity fun run. He's been asked to speak at a high school. And we asked him, hey, if you want, set us up with some of your motivational moments.
We need motivation up in here.
So here's another Vico motivational moment about having the right attitude.
My name is Vico Hernandez. Today I'm going to talk to you guys about attitude. What was the first thing you thought about when you got up this morning? Did you feel thankful? Did you complain about something silly? Attitude, it's always an option. We choose how we want to feel. Let me tell you, people often ask me why I'm always so happy and always so positive. I tell them it's because I want to live my life to the fullest and impact someone else along the way. I want to do that in a positive way, not worrying about the difficulties I might find along the way, because I know that I will find those. There's a quote I want to share with you guys, and it goes like this. An optimist sees an opportunity in every difficulty, but a pessimist sees a difficulty in every opportunity. You all can go out there and make a difference, but you have to have the right attitude and the right mindset. You have to see the opportunity and take it. Don't let the difficulties take over your opportunities. Don't let that happen. I know that problems will always be there, and difficulties will always be there. They're always going to be in our lives. So if we can't change these, then let's change our attitude.
Okay.
I'm so proud of Vico.
I'm going to be an optimist.
I got to change my attitude about
some
things.
Okay.
You got to look at the bright side.
You have a legitimate beef.
real quick.
Yeah.
Around the room, what was your first thought when you got out of bed this morning? Jenna, your first thought.
Okay. Go ahead, Jenna. What was your first thought? First thing out of bed.
I'm so hungry.
Okay.
JC.
Mine was, can't wait to take a nap today.
Kelly.
Crap, I don't have time to take a shower.
Al?
Going back to bed.
Do I really need to go to work today?
That's what it is. I'm going to skip a shower. Al, everything has to do with getting a little extra sleep.
Who are you telling?
You ever have to wake up before like your significant other two and they're just laying in bed next to you, and you're like, that's the one time I almost hate my wife. I'm like, you get to sleep.
I know. You're so warm and cozy in there.
Sitting there in the covers, all these pillows.
Now, my girlfriend was in my bed, so actually going back to sleep was probably second thing.
Why, Al?
Hmm?
Huh?
No.
All right.
So.
What was that? What are you doing with that?
Al acting like he's a lover.
You know your mother's up listening.
And cooking you lunch.
She was just there.
Ms. Doorbell Mac, yes, your son had the girlfriend over last night.
She was sleeping.
You should be ashamed.
Just sleeping.
Outside of marriage, Al.
Shame.
She was just sleeping.
Come on, man.
So shameful.
I don't even want to be your friend if you do that kind of stuff.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kranick Morning Show.
We had a caller during Does That Make Me Crazy yesterday that blew my mind and she blew Kelly's mind. Let's replay the call real quick.
Oh, I don't know.
Go ahead, Shannon. Susie, why can't you eat eggs?
I cannot eat eggs because I can see that little white umbilical cord attached to the yolk. If I don't take it off or whoever cooks my egg doesn't take it off, I won't eat it.
Wait.
That made me crazy.
Wait.
What?
There's an umbilical cord in an egg?
Turns out, as much as that blew our mind.
The little white stringy thing. You know what that, you're talking about.
Sorry for ruining everyone's breakfast.
We started researching it, and yes, there is that white stringy thing on the yolk.
Yeah.
But
what is it?
It's called a shalazi.
Shalazi.
I got a cousin named Shalazi.
Exactly.
She ain't got no job.
Why, Al?
She lays.
And I guess it's just a protein strand that holds the yolk in place.
Yeah, so, I read more about it, too. It actually said that protein strand is a good thing because if you crack an egg open and you don't see it, that means the egg's probably not fresh because it dissolves over time.
Oh.
So if the egg's old and has been sitting in your fridge, that's when you're like, oh, this, you know, because you can cook eggs after.
Yeah,
like
sometimes you crack them and they're kind of watery.
I mean, they say
on the inside.
If I'm baking with them, if they're expired by a week, I still will use the eggs, no problem, a week or two. But yeah, if that thing's not in there, they say your egg's not as fresh.
But that is something that Susie has believed since she was a child, I'm sure.
Yeah, forever.
And we finally debunked that. So now she knows that it is not an umbilical cord.
We cracked the case.
So I got to think in. Are there things that you used to adamantly think were true when you were a kid that you later found out in life, oh, actually, that's not really true?
Yeah, staring at the sun makes you blind.
Right, those
doesn't
kinds
it?
Of things.
It doesn't? Really?
No, Kelly, it'll
I'm
hurt
not testi-
you.
I'm not testing that theory.
I don't know.
That's something else.
I thought it burned the irises in your eyes.
I thought it did, too, but if you're saying it doesn't,
Jenna,
I
you can't be throwing
no,
that
I'm not saying
stuff
it
like
doesn't.
That.
I was actually throwing out something that I still wasn't sure
oh,
about.
Yeah, well, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We want you to let us know if there's something that blew your mind once you found out, oh, it's not real? My parents were lying to me? My grandma was lying to me?
Well, a lot of times it's for your own good. Parents lie to get you to do what you need to do, what they want you to do.
Right. Yeah.
Like, mine's kind of gross.
Okay, Kelly.
What is it?
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. I used to hold my pee. I didn't ever want to miss the conversation. I never wanted to miss
hold
anything.
It,
I didn't want to leave the playground. I didn't want to listen to my parents, talk to my aunts and uncles and stuff. Mm. So I'd hold it until I was on the verge of busting, and then it was a mad race to the bathroom.
That's not healthy.
It's not healthy. And so my mother finally told me that if I didn't start going to the bathroom when I felt like it, I would have to go in for surgery because all that urine was going to solidify around my bladder and the doctor would have to go in and scrape it off with
Baby.
And I was just like, the thought of that, I was like, I never held it anymore.
Oh,
it
my.
Is, I mean, I get why that little lie is a good thing in a weird way.
But then you think,
it is
really
unhealthy
happen?
To hold it.
Can that really happen?
I don't know.
Mm. Can you have urine deposits on your bladder?
Right.
We
got some other ones from an online blog.
Okay.
Like the lady said, and this is because parents get super annoyed when you whistle for some reason. My parents used to get, if you whistle, it's an annoying thing. I think it's cool, but apparently it's annoying to parents. My mom used to tell me that if I whistled at night, snakes would come and eat me.
Wow.
So she wouldn't whistle at night.
Really?
You often do things and tell your kids things so that you get them to stop doing things.
Oh.
Like, did you know, I used to swallow my gum because, you know, the flavor's gone. Then that would swallow. And then your parents tell you,
doesn't that stick to your intestines for years?
That's what everybody thinks, Jenna.
I heard it turned into bugs.
You digest it all. It goes right through your system. It doesn't stick to your intestines. The acid breaks down the gum. It's gum.
It's gum.
I heard it rots inside and then the bugs come.
Nope.
No?
You can actually swallow your gum. It's okay. Nothing will happen.
Don't be putting that out there for the children to hear.
Because it's a proven. It's proven.
You're calling out their parents for lying.
Well, if your parents tell you it sits in there for 7 years, they're true.
No, it's your credit score. It's something about credit score, and that takes 7 years for stuff to drop off.
I was told this, and this was also posted by a kid nationer. I was afraid of eating watermelon seeds because someone told me they'd grow in my stomach into a full watermelon. But I ate so much watermelon when I was a child. I mean, I would get a full round watermelon, and my mom would cut it up, and I would eat the entire thing in one sitting. And you always swallow seeds.
Yeah, you do.
You're bound to swallow a seed.
Yeah.
How cool would it be if you could grow a tree out of your stomach?
That would not be cool, JC.
Maybe a little bonsai plant.
I don't know.
Yeah, a little bonsai tree.
I wouldn't like to pass a watermelon.
Yeah.
No.
Jessica, what's the one thing you found out later in life that blew your mind?
When we used to go to my grandma's house for birthdays, they would always light the candle, and the lights would magically dim down really slow, and I automatically just thought that when the candle was lit, the lights automatically turned down, and when it was blown out, it came back. My grandma had the turn light.
Dimmer. Yeah, dimmer switch.
The dimmers instead of the flipper. So, they would turn it down and then turn it back up, and I'm like, that is so amazing. And I didn't realize until I was 16 that my cousin was turning the light down.
The dimmer switch. Well, in your case, the dumber switch.
Ow! Ow! You apologize right now.
She was a child.
Even though that was funny. The apologize.
Sorry, baby. I'm sorry. You know, I'm just playing.
Jessica, we're gonna laugh at it, but we don't approve of Al's comment.
You know, I'm just playing, baby. Oh, that's funny.
Thank you.
All right.
That's cute, Jessica. Have a great day. Okay.
You don't make our listeners feel bad.
No,
you jerk, Al.
I couldn't.
You're in timeout.
I couldn't help it.
Look at you calling somebody dumb.
D-U-M dumb.
Yeah. Ashley, what'd your brother tell you?
So my brother told me when I was probably 5 years old that the inside of ravioli, you know how ravioli has that little noodle, and if you open the top of the flap, there's the little meat part.
A pocket of goodness. Yeah.
Except for when you're five and you think it's cat brains, you don't want to eat it. So my brother told me that, and then he would purposely ask my mom for raviolis for lunch every day, and I never ate.
Why would he do that?
Did he want
to
eat yours?
What?
Was that the deal?
He loved to torment me. He also told me that bologna would shock me, so I wouldn't eat it either. So, it was really fun growing up with him.
Your brother.
Wow. So mean.
Brothers are so mean.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I'd had one, though.
I know.
Oh, that sucks, Ashley.
My brother and I fought like cats and dogs, though.
I hope you can eat them now. My uncle told me when I was a kid that once I started growing armpit hair is when I would have to go get a job and help the family. So when I was like 12 and I got my first armpit hair, I plucked the crap out of that thing. I was like, nope, I'm not getting a job.
Not trying to work yet.
I didn't find out until later that, no, you don't have to get a job once you grow armpit hair.
Moms do the kind of hair stuff a lot with girls I've found. My girlfriends and I have discussed it since we were little when we want to start shaving.
Because
that's a big thing for girls.
Shaving your legs.
A lot of parents have rules with when their daughter, at what age she's allowed to start shaving her legs. And my mom always told me, you know, you do it when you want, but just know it's going to grow back four times as fast and be very black and very rough.
Is that true?
No, it wasn't true.
I still think that's true. That's why I shaved my face.
But it is true. Don't shave till you really have to. Well, it's because it's a pain.
I don't even know if this one is true or not, because I just always assumed that it was. It just popped in my head. My mother always told me that if you eat fish and you drink milk at the same time, it'll kill you.
No.
Well, let's test it.
I'm not gonna test it. I've just
fish and milk will kill you.
If you eat fish and drink milk at the same time,
somebody, are the McFish sandwiches still at McDonald's?
I had salmon in a glass of milk the other day.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what I don't even know why my mother told me that. But
somebody
bring
us a McFish and a carton of milk, and Al's gonna test that.
I wish you the best of luck when you try that, Dumping Al. Marshall, you have one from your wife.
Yeah, this actually happened a couple of years ago. My wife was at work and talking to her friends, and they saw kids outside playing in the puddles. And my wife's like, I can't believe they're playing in puddles. They're going to be getting worms.
Ringworms.
And everybody kind of looks at her like, what? She's like, yeah, if you play in puddles, you'll get worms. And so she was super embarrassed and came home, and it's just kind of been a joke that's going on that she's always believed that her mom told her that if you play in puddles, you'll get worms.
Well, her mom was right.
You could get ringworms.
You get ringworm.
Rarely.
But you can get it.
Rarely.
It's true.
I like barely.
You can also get it at school.
We used to get ringworm playing in mud puddles.
You can also get it.
Whenever it would rain, the bottom of the street would flood, and you don't think as a kid, that's a bunch of sewage and muck coming up, and we go sit and play in the and get ringworms.
Sit out by the ditch.
You sit out by the ditch and play.
Worms do come out in the rain. I just Googled that to see if there was any truth, and the first thing that comes up, girl does the worm in puddles.
Was that your wife, Marshall?
Oh, man, I don't know.
You tell your wife that Kelly...
Like
you tell your wife that Kelly Raspberry has her back on that, and she has nothing to be ashamed of.
I'm with you, Marshall.
Will.
All right, buddy, have a great day.
Right.
You get ringworm if you jump in puddles. Molly, your dad ruined your life?
Yes. He told, well, he didn't ruin my life, but he did tell me that if I played with my belly button, then it would come untied, and I'd go flying around the room like an untied balloon.
When'd you learn the truth about that?
I was probably, I don't know, 5 or 6, 6 or 7, and I was at a friend's house, and she said something like, was looking at the belly button, and I go, don't touch it. I was like, you'll go flying around the room. And that's not true. And,
oh,
yeah,
man.
So,
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I'm going to use that one on my kid because he plays with his belly button quite a bit. Christina, you'll take us out on this one. What did you learn as a child that was not true?
Well, when my parents were growing up and teaching us how to do laundry, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
literal laundry
No?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Sexy thing.
Literal laundry.
Yeah.
Oh. And they said that the first time that you do laundry, you turn bright red and everybody knows that you've done laundry. It was quite the shock when I turned 16.
That's right. Did you look in the mirror like, am I bright red?
Oh, yes.
That's
it was terrifying.
Great.
Bright red and everybody knows you did it.
I love your parents so much.
That is so smart. So it probably scared you forever, didn't it, Christina?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
At 16.
She now teaches my younger sister that when you do laundry, that is going to happen still.
That's wonderful.
You have very smart parents. You have a great day, Christina. That's so smart.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kevin Hart fans, he should be calling the show in about an hour.
All right.
And we'll talk to him. I'd say we interview him, but we're probably going to ask him a question, and then Kevin Hart does his Kevin Hart thing.
He's a great celebrity to interview.
He's the best.
Great, yeah.
He's great.
He doesn't make you work too hard.
No, I'm just going to sit back and listen.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's got a full-on set ready to go when he does an interview, which is great for us.
But he has so much going on, and his life's more interesting than ours, so I want to hear about it. Yeah.
Kevin Hart is awesome right now.
He's working hard.
And speaking of being funny, the ladies are going to attempt to be funny with the parody song challenge, the Voice Factor Idol.
Okay, why does it have to be funny? Why can't it be poignant?
Okay, it could be poignant,
deep.
Kelly. I'm sorry.
Good, go serious, Kelly, because the only chance I have in beating you with my lack of singing ability is by being funny.
You schooled us all last time. We are all the underdog, Missy.
Mm-hmm. You are the defending champion.
That's true.
I don't know how that happened.
That's true.
And how quickly we've all forgotten and moved on to the next one.
Oh, yeah, we moved on.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So before the ladies do a song, they need a topic to sing about.
Mm-hmm.
So we asked you to call us up and give us a couple ideas because how many? We have a couple spots left, Mikey?
Yeah, I think we have 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 5 spots open on the wheel.
That's executive producer Mike right there.
Yeah, so we're going to spin the wheel and then we have just tonight to write it and we will perform tomorrow for you at this time. Oof.
Okay.
Do we have some topics already up there right now?
Yeah,
to
we
go
do.
Over?
Emily's got a pretty topical one right now.
Emily.
Emily, what do you think they
go
should
gentle.
Sing about?
Hello.
Hey.
Be gentle, Emily.
Things to give up for Lent.
Oh, okay.
Right, because today is
Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday.
Yeah, Ashy Wednesday.
Yes.
So you're talking to a Baptist and an agnostic about what
it's okay.
We want to give up with
every
give up for Lent.
That's true.
People even that don't practice.
Guess which
Catholic,
one's which?
They still do give up stuff for Lent.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, Emily. I don't think it's a bad idea. I don't think it's just sometimes we have to sit here and process. Okay, can we make it funny? What can we sing about? Are you guys going to be offended if we do? Because obviously, I'm going to try and make my song funny.
Right.
Is Kid Nation going to be offended if I make a song, a religious song, funny?
About giving up. Yeah.
Things you want to get rid of in your life.
Right.
If nobody's offended, it's probably not that funny.
Emily, that's a great idea.
Great
Thank
comedian.
You so much.
I wouldn't be offended.
Okay.
Great comedian
All right.
once told me that.
As long as Emily's not offended, we're good.
I've never given up anything for Lent. Maybe I'll try this year. When does that start? Today?
It's today.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You start today. 40 days. Give up something.
What should I give up?
Shout
Whatever you want,
conference.
Kelly.
Think about that.
Maybe you'll land on the wheel, and that'll help you decide what you give up for the 40 days. I don't even know yet. Josh, what do you think the ladies should sing about?
Hey, guys. Kelly, it's Josh, your gay best friend, and I think you should have to sing about a tender bearing. You've got to do it to Elvis This Love Me Tender.
Oh, okay. You got so many rules.
So Josh thinks that Kelly should sing about, and
tender
Jenna,
bear.
About
oh, Lord.
Tender Bear,
this
the boyfriend.
This man is stuck with that horrible nickname.
You did it.
I was a joke.
Well, too bad. Sometimes
tender
they
bear.
Stick. Thanks for the idea, Josh.
I don't know much about Kelly's Tender Bear. Can we
Tender.
Tender.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Tender Bear.
My bestest gay friend, Josh.
Yeah. I like Josh.
People at his job are going to be calling him Tender Bear because everybody that meets Dr. Girlfriend.
Oh, they are.
Right.
We'll do Tender. Yeah, throw Tender up there.
So if you know who Tender Bear is, make sure you call him Tender Bear. Mm-hmm. He loves that.
That was Josh, Kelly's best gay best friend. I think there's a couple guys that may want to argue that, but I don't
true.
Know.
True.
They're all clamoring for the top spot. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You have some from online, Mikey?
Yeah, so here are the things we already have on the wheel from last week. Toenails, doctor visits, bad hair day, gym, going to the gym or working out, 50 Shades, which everybody's still talking about, waxing, spring break, which is coming up, cheating, and some of the suggestions we have, and you guys tell me if you want me to add these to the wheel.
Okay.
Using coupons or extreme couponing.
Okay.
Diets.
Diets.
Road rage.
Road rage.
No.
That you have something in common
that's
right there.
The story right now up in Vegas is not good on that.
Shalay, you think that road rage is a good topic to sing about?
Yeah, I do.
What, you think they can make it funny?
I think that it could be really funny.
See?
Do you have a funny
Everybody has road rage.
Do you have a funny road rage example?
What's the worst thing you've done on the road, girl? Admit it.
No, I just yell and speak bad words a lot.
Yeah,
there you go. Well, they have go ahead.
Speaking of her, this is Shalay on the phone. How about Shalazy as a topic?
Oh, the egg, the protein strand.
Yeah, you can make that funny.
Of course. Read a minute and a half song about
Shalazy.
Some other suggestions on Facebook, duck face selfies.
Okay.
Left shark.
Left shark.
Dollar store. Things you do alone in front of a mirror.
Yeah.
Because we do funny stuff in front of a mirror.
I'm fine with doing things alone in front of a mirror. Can we do, instead of the coupon or dollar store, could we just make it about cheap? I like to make it a little more broad.
Yeah. Because
I don't do coupons, but if we made it more about being cheap or
saving.
See,
and I don't do coupons. Everybody thinks I do, and I don't.
Oh, this one's a good one right here. This would be a straight-up battle. Aaron, what is your topic idea?
What's up, guys?
What's up, buddy?
You.
I'm thinking the girls should sing a song about each other.
Ooh!
Oh, okay. That's good.
Going in.
I'm always fine with that. That's fine, because I made my last one that I won against Big Al, and I made it all about Big Al.
True. Jenna likes to do that.
I do. I like to do that.
Good job, Aaron.
I ain't scared.
I'm just saying, throwing it down like that.
You should throw it. I like the way you throw it down.
What about your respective relationships, like making a song about your relationship?
I know. I mean, mine's not even technically a real relationship.
Oh, it's a relationship.
Oh, you and Tinder Bear?
Sort of, kind of.
And Jenna's on the ropes.
That's full.
He's not even sort of a boyfriend anymore. Yeah, he's sort of kind of now.
We can sing about our significant others.
Because he won't post pictures of Jenna on his Instagram.
Yeah.
How dare he?
All right, here we go. We're about to spin the wheel.
You won last time. Come spin the wheel.
I get to spin?
Yep.
Yeah. Ready, ladies?
Oh, I got to pee. I get that feeling.
We're stuck with what it says, Jenna.
I spun it too hard. It's going forever.
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
Toenails. Is toenails still on there?
Keep it lifting.
Oh, you're good on toenails. It already passed.
Oh, toenails are still on there.
Ash Wednesday Lent.
Yeah, what you going to give up for Lent?
I didn't even know that was written on there.
I didn't either.
Yeah, that was the first suggestion.
I don't remember approving that.
That was the first call we took.
That doesn't mean just because they called in that we approved it.
Yes, it does.
It does now.
I thought you guys said you could write it about what you're giving up in your life.
That's funny.
No.
Al and I had to do customer service calls last week.
You agreed. We made sure you agree.
All right, I'll take it off. We'll spin again.
No,
I don't want to insult our listener.
whoa.
No. What's that? Come on.
Do you know?
Well, what does it matter to you, JC?
Yeah. What does it matter to you?
Because it's between me and Jenna.
That's the whole thing. I want it to just be
entertaining.
I know you want it to be. You could make that entertaining.
Okay. Why don't you school us and show us how it's done? A little side contest.
So you think giving up things for Lynn is more entertaining than Kelly and I like going at each other in a song?
No, I think you guys would do a great job with giving up stuff.
That's fine.
Yeah. Kelly, you got this.
Sure.
Or just give it,
I mean, if we would spin over for every topic we didn't
That's why I said don't.
We were just saying we didn't.
You're professionals.
It.
You two are radio professionals.
You're not feeling it, Kelly.
When do I ever feel anything? I'm numb from the neck down.
It's very true. True story right there. Nothing. No other statement is ever more true.
That's what she said.
Than that.
Jenna, you feel good about it?
I feel fine about it.
All right. Their spirits are high here.
Can I make a suggestion? This is totally random. Has nothing to do with what we just talked about. We're done with that. Oh. But I want to get back to the egg thing because I have an idea.
Oh, my gosh.
I have an idea.
Yesterday, a lady called in during, does that make me crazy, saying she can't eat eggs because there's the umbilical cord,
right,
which we later found out is not that. It's called the chalazion. It's just a protein strand.
When I was in school, I had to do a science project one time, and it was making an incubator, and I had to hatch an egg. Let's have a show egg and hatch an egg. And we can build an incubator right here, have our little show project, and we're going to...
It's random, man.
We'll sit it right over here. It's going to have a light in it.
That.
No,
you
I want us to do it together. It's something we're going to do.
I've never built an incubator in my
random
life.
Random man is here.
Put an egg under a light bulb and call it a day.
There's certain things you have to keep at a certain temperature for certain... Because the chicken doesn't sit on the egg 24/7.
Just because you suggest something doesn't mean we have to do it.
Yeah. Somebody has to monitor the egg. If we're doing a class animal, I want a little mini pig.
I have a pig. That's a science project for all of us.
You know they need heat lamps, too.
Together. This is something we could do as a group. It would be a bonding experience for us.
You know? Wait, we're going to lay there every day?
Yeah, but we have to take care of it. Like people walk around with a little baby.
Al, you have a mini aquarium in your bar that's dying.
No, I think we should have a show egg.
Why would we have another?
We're going to have a show egg. Then it's going to develop into a show chicken. Or a show chick. And then a show chicken. Or if it's a rooster. Or if it's a show rooster.
And then we're going to slaughter it and eat it? What?
Yeah, then it could be a show two-piece.
Oh, my gosh.
A show two-piece? That's what we could name them.
Two-piece?
Yeah.
If we get two, one could be a pepper.
Yeah, it could become a chicken wrapper.
Yeah. Two-piece and a pepper.
Two-piece?
All right, so it's done. We're going to do that. All right.
Get that out of the way.
I know a place we can go and get fresh eggs.
You take care of all that.
All right.
And we'll just watch it happen.
I'm going to build an incubator.
So my question is this. Is it this time tomorrow we're performing?
Yeah.
The parody songs about Lent.
Giving up whatever you want for Lent.
All right. I hope God has a sense of humor.
Well, don't make it.
I do, too, because I'm going to sing about Lent.
That's
what I'm doing.
You just blew it.
Why?
Because now we know. Now you're going to have to come up with some other Lent joke.
No.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly, it's been said that you give some of the best love advice out there.
You know, it's true. It has been said.
I'm interested to see how her advice changes. Like
now that she's in love.
Single Kelly.
I'm not in love. Stop that.
Single Kelly versus...
Now that she's hopeful, when you get hopeful and excited about love, you get a little less practical.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to call her involved Kelly.
Right.
Involved. She's now involved.
Kelly's deeply involved. First things first, she's the realist.
Here's the thing. The thing about when you get excited about a new relationship and it fires up really quickly, there's the danger of it fizzling out just as quickly. You got to kind of pace yourself. So it's kind of like, okay, I need to check myself.
Right.
You know, all this jumping up and down. And
so you're not giddy anymore?
No, I am. But it's like I got to have to kind of check myself, you know, because you get caught up in all the excitement and stuff. And...
Well, you can just slow your pace.
As quickly as it flames up is as quickly as it can flame out. You need to just kind of chill for a minute. And it's hard.
It's so hard for Kelly because she doesn't want to chill.
It's such
right
a
now.
Good feeling to be that excited.
Especially
for people like Kelly and I, because I think we're kind of similar with emotions sometimes when it comes to love. And we're a little more realistic about it, but sometimes you get caught off guard.
Equate it to the new car feel. You know, how you feel when you got the new car. It's brand new.
Afraid to drive it because you're afraid you're going to scratch it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're excited.
Right,
excited, but you're nervous to drive it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go.
But you want to take it to everybody everywhere so people can see it.
Let everybody sit in the front seat.
And then before you know it, it's trashed.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either, but
it sounded dirty, so I said it.
All right, good. Let's move it on.
Love letters.
Love letters to Kelly.
Like Kelly said, relationships lose their luster sometimes, like this letter from Vanessa. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I know they say the first year of marriage is the hardest, but how hard is it supposed to be? I hate my husband.
Oh.
I want to throw a can of refried beans at his head and laugh as a cartoon-sized bump comes up on it. He was the sweetest, most thoughtful man ever the whole time we were dating. But it's like as soon as we said I do, that was his cue to become a huge jerk. And I don't get it. Is this typical? It was literally like a light switch he flipped from nice guy to someone I want to assault with a can of beans.
I'm afraid that might be more common than not. It's so funny. I was having this conversation with a girlfriend last night about a mutual friend of ours. And I don't think I'm betraying any confidence because I'm not saying any names. But the man she dated for 2 years never smoked in front of her ever once, hit it. The minute they got married, he pulled out a pack and just went at it nonstop. They got divorced over that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He hid who he was until the I do. But the minute they got married, not while they were into dating or divorce. I think a lot of men, once I got her now, whew,
I locked her in.
And then they just, the real comes out.
I feel
and
so duped.
You feel duped. I know there's something to be said for those, you know, when you're living, if you've never lived with someone before marriage too, maybe their bathroom habits are a little gross and you have to, you know, okay, we need to sit down. This bathroom stuff, we've got to figure out our boundaries there. Or maybe, you know, paying the bills or whatever it is. But if he's just become a horrible person, I mean, that's a different thing. It's one thing just learning to live with someone who's a little different from you. It's different than this is a monster that hid his true self until now we're married.
And then homeboy just started smoking and then they couldn't come to some type
of
agreement.
Because that's a deal breaker for
me. No, that's a deal breaker for me.
I want to be with someone that's that's my thing. I don't want to be around it.
And I'm sure she vocalized it too before they got married that
she
not really into
smoking. She didn't feel like she needed to, I guess.
Right.
Maybe he knew how she felt.
Wow.
She did not know. He hit, you know, some people can hide it very carefully. I knew a woman, she was a makeup artist once, and she's chain smoked, but before she'd work on me, she'd take out a bottle of Febreze.
Yeah.
And she would Febreze her whole body and her hair.
I know, but
that
I would
wetness,
just think if you've dated someone and you're that intimate,
she
you
never
know.
Knew. She never knew.
Wow.
And then he started chain smoking, and that ended the marriage. So I'm saying there's degrees of it's just like you need to figure out, I need to get used to the fact that he leaves the toilet seat up. I need to, come to grips with the fact that he never puts his dirty clothes in the clothes hamper. If it's that kind of issue, you can work it out.
Maybe
but if
he
he's become a totally different human being, he duped you.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's grounds for annulment.
Boom! All right, we'll do one more because Kevin Hart's due to call us here soon any minute.
Okay.
Right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My fiance is usually a sensible guy. We're having our wedding in May, and we're doing it on a budget. One idea is that he's come up with, instead of doing rings, is getting tattoos. He says, why spend thousands of dollars on jewelry we're just going to scratch up and maybe even lose when we can spend like $75 each and get tattoo bands? Look, I have tattoos, so I'm not against the tattoo idea. But give up my one and only wedding ring? Am I being a bad wife-to-be if I refuse to do this?
No, you're not being a bad wife-to-be. Get the ring. You want the ring. It means you didn't get the engagement ring?
I'm sure she got an engagement ring, but she wants the wedding band.
Oh, a wedding band is just a piece of tin. I mean, you can just get it. I mean, get the, you know, wedding bands don't cost anything.
Just have your little diamond.
I mean, a wedding band's nothing. That's just a complimentary accessory unless you're going to go out all out.
Yeah.
Because my engagement ring was just the ring was it, the engagement ring. And then I had just a simple band with it. But, you know, get the tattoo. I mean, I don't, what kind of tattoo? Like a little like you did, that tattoo in white that doesn't count?
I have, you could see it. It's okay. And
whatever.
In white.
You can't, if you squint hard and sitting under a UV light.
I see it.
Girls don't want just the tattoo on your finger.
You get, tell them you get the tattoo, but the ring means a lot to you. If it means that much that you have to come up with it out of your own money.
He'll understand.
Boom.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Kevin Hart will be tearing into Justin Bieber in Comedy Central's roast next month. And it turns out, he has something in common with the Biebs.
Justin bought a monkey at one point in time. I was like, I probably would have did the same thing, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
If I'd have seen a monkey run by and somebody told me I could do what I want because I'm 18, I want to take that monkey on the plane with me, guys. Kev, you can't. Don't tell me I can't. I got a lot of money. I want the monkey. And if you don't say anything, I'll leave you here and let the monkey take your seat. That's what you got to do, right?
It seems as though he's part of the family now because he calls us roughly once a month to check up on life.
He is our Justin Bieber on Ellen. He's our Kevin Hart on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Right.
But better, it's Kevin Hart, everybody. Hey, buddy.
What's going on, guys?
Good morning.
What's going on with you?
You are everywhere,
good morning,
Kevin.
Good morning. That sounds like a good thing.
It does.
I'm making an amazing time.
That means you're getting paychecks.
Congratulations on the MVP trophy at the NBA All-Star Game.
That's a big deal. One of the highlights of my life.
Yeah.
Four-time MVP. Word has it on the street they're calling me the GOAT of the celebrity All-Star Game.
Really?
Yeah, but Kevin, your defense needs a little help.
That little girl definitely shook me. Listen, I am not going to lie. That little girl shook the mess out of me.
She is something
that was
else.
Real. It was a little league pitcher. She is an athlete.
Monet Davis.
She would do that to any man, Kevin.
She's the real deal. That girl's the real deal. Like, I'm not even kidding. That girl's an amazing athlete. 13 years old. She's strong. She's like, she was serious. She wasn't even joking with me at the game. And she bumped me. She bumped me one time, and it showed me that I'm not as developed as I should be in my legs.
Yeah, you got to build the strength in the legs. Skip leg day, Kev.
That's great.
Yeah, definitely wasn't. I wasn't where I was supposed to be on my legs.
Now, Kevin, are you really going to be headlining an NFL stadium on August 30th?
Yes. This is big. I'm trying to go above and beyond to make history right now. So I'm doing a world tour where I'm basically going arenas and stadiums. I'm doing domestic, and then I'm doing international.
Is that scary to you, Kevin? Because, you know, stand-up comedy, I have just the utmost respect for. It's such a difficult platform, and it's, you know, more comfortable when you're in an intimate kind of comedy club and everyone can hear every word you're saying. But taking on a venue like that, do you have to really rehearse and do it differently, knowing that, I mean, think about the people in the way top in the back in the nosebleeds. Are they going to be able to catch everything that you're saying?
Well, what I'm doing is I'm making it an experience. I'm taking this whole comedic rock star thing that I've been saying for so long to another level. You know, your production becomes a part of your show.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is have as if you were going to go see an artist perform. Their production is so intriguing and eye-catching to where you stay captivated the whole time. So my production is going to be captivating. You're going to have an experience. It's not just me coming out one microphone, just a stage. It's monitors. It's a light show. It's music. It's going to be ridiculous. I am really taking it to another level. I mean, I had fire on my last tour, so I got to go above and beyond that. I gotta do better this time.
I know what you're doing, Kevin. You are gunning for the Super Bowl halftime performance slot next year.
The only way I would do that is if they allowed me to take my shirt off and do something crazy.
Oh, they would let you do that.
Yeah, you got to have a nip slip.
We're chatting with Kevin Hart. The What Now tour tickets go on sale Friday.
Oh, my gosh, Friday.
Yeah.
Write that down.
Kevin, I saw that you were hanging out with Rihanna and also Nicki Minaj. Were you asking them if they would be down to open up for you during your tour?
Oh, man, no. No, you're looking at two amazing artists. I keep it all comedy. All comedy. I don't want no music there at all. It has to be all jokes. I don't want to be in a position where somebody tears the house down and I come out talking about, what's going on, y'all? And they're like, no, shut up, man. Put Rihanna back on.
Let me ask you this, dude. Several years back, there was a Kings of Comedy tour with Steve and Bernie Mac and Cedric and D.L. Hughley, and it changed their careers, definitely Steve's. Who are your Kings of Comedy, right? Take yourself out of the equation. Who are your Kings of Comedy right now?
Oh, man. Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock. I mean, I know Eddie Murphy isn't doing stand-up, but Eddie Murphy, Pryor, I mean, they go to a different level with me.
I go
to the guys that basically, you know, put that blueprint down for all of us to do what we're doing. I think the Kings of Comedy definitely did amazing things, though, just in the fact of showing that people love to laugh. You know, they went on an arena tour and sold out ridiculous amounts of venues, you know, said Steve, Bernie, and it launched them all into various, you know, various different spaces in their careers.
Sure.
So, I mean, that list is too long for me just to name four or five. You're talking about a load, Seinfeld, George Carlin. I mean, I go deep, man. I'm a student of comedy.
Well, Kevin, since you brought up the name Eddie Murphy, I have to ask, he was getting pretty criticized for his appearance on the Saturday Night Live special Sunday night. Do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah, I mean, you got to understand, everybody's expectations for what they want Eddie to do are through the roof. So there is no right. that Eddie can do. You know,
yeah.
When Eddie hits the stage, everybody's expecting the Eddie of old. Oh, he about to tear the house down. Oh, what's he going to do? Oh, my God,
yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
And, you know, when he doesn't do anything remotely close to that, it's a disappointment to some. But I think people just have to realize he's in a different space in his life and in his career. And I think, you know, he's left those days of SNL behind him, and that's not something he wants to revisit, which is why we didn't get to see the Eddie of old. Now, was I one of those people that wanted to see Buckwheat or Mr. Rogers or James Brown? Of course. But when he didn't do it, all you can do is just go, well, I guess he's in a different place. He's not that guy. He hasn't done it for some time. He's moved on. I mean, he's into music and other things now. You just got to simply understand that and respect it and deal with it. I mean, you got to be a big kid about it.
It's too much. It was too much pressure. Now, before we let you go, Kevin, because I know you're busy, we want to ask you about the Justin Bieber roast, and everybody's asking you about it.
Yeah, you're going to give it to him, right?
Kevin Hart roast master.
I'm going to kill him.
You're going to kill it.
You should.
He's asking for it, though. It's like that's his penance for all of his bad behavior.
Right.
Is your goal to make him cry?
Yeah. Well, he's not going to cry, but he's going to get a lot of gas.
Okay.
I'm going to give him a lot of gas.
Good. Get him uncomfortable.
In other words, that's when you get that feeling in your stomach when you're real nervous and you just start pooting.
All right, we're going to hold you to that, Kevin. We'll make a bet. If you don't go ham on Justin Bieber during the roast, you have to come into our studio and do a segment of the show shirtless on Kelly Raspberry's lap.
Oh, that's fine with me.
I promise you I'm going to go ham. You have nothing to worry about.
Oh, great. So I have to get shirtless
everybody.
Kevin Hart now.
Well, you still get to come in and go.
The win-win.
Yeah, the What Now Tour tickets go on sale this Friday. You could buy the tickets at whatnowtour.com, and it kicks off in San Antonio. Kevin Hart, thank you so much, man.
Nice.
Thank you, guys.
Love you,
buddy.
Thank
you, Kevin.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.